Good afternoon, I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 4:32. The parents of an 11-year-old boy who was killed by a car as he walked to a Henry County school now suing the driver, the school district, and the county for negligence. Bradley and Catherine Hatfield say the road near Westwood Elementary School is dangerous and has no sidewalks. Their son Dalton was struck and killed in October. Lieutenant Governor Becky Skillman honored a 10-year-old cancer survivor today for her work with other young cancer patients across the state. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
Tatum Parker is an Indianapolis fifth grader who has already beaten cancer twice. When she was six, she received a bag from charity full of games and activities to use during her hospital stays. Wanting to help other kids the same way, Parker formed the Tatum's Bags of Fun Foundation, which provides backpacks of toys and games worth more than $300 to children in Indiana with cancer. Parker says she often gives the backpacks out herself.
It is an amazing thing to be able to do this foundation, to be able to give out bags to all, to kids, and to see the smile on their face once they get them.
Parker's organization has distributed about 800 bags in just 3 years. Lieutenant Governor Skillman presented Parker with a Hoosier Rising Star Award. The honor is given out annually to young people who are making a difference in their community. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
Super Bowl gear is on the shelves 7 months before the big game is scheduled to hit Indianapolis. The merchandise is available at Lucas Oil Stadium or at the Colts Pro Shop at Circle Center Mall. The Colts are able to sell the items a month earlier than other outlets. Overnight, expect partly cloudy skies, low near 67 right now. Cloudy and 88 degrees for WFYI News.